Hi, I'm Elizabeth Rome.
I'm Michelle Danner.
And you're listening to Life Minute TV.
The action thriller and true life coming-of-age story, The Runner, is out in theaters. Directed by Michelle Danner, it takes a look at a troubled teen, played by newcomer Edouard Philipponat, who's forced to go undercover to take down a drug kingpin. It also stars Cameron Douglas, Eric Balfour, and Elizabeth Rome. Roman Danner zoomed into Life Minute TV to tell us all about it and more.
It's about a boy that gets forced to go undercover to bring down the big drug lord of the town. They catch him, you know, selling drugs in school, and they feel they have something on him. And so it becomes, he's exposed to a lot of danger, which makes this, you know, also a suspenseful thriller. But at the heart of it is really a message about our kids and not letting our kids fall through the cracks and being connected to them and being there for them.
Right. And my character, you know, is an opportunity to really dig deep into the mother-child relationship. You know, she's very busy. She's providing an incredible life, but her hands are a little bit off the wheel. And, you know, there's a lot of emotional conflict between her and her son. So as an actor, you're looking for an incredible opportunity for an arc for yourself as a character. And, you know, in this case, an emotional one. I'm a parent as well. And the actor who played my son is phenomenal. He's
phenomenal.
A superstar.
Yeah, star, yes. A rising star. Edouard Philipponat. He was in my acting class and he worked on different scenes. And immediately one night, as a matter of fact, the lights went out. So there were three scenes left. And I said to everybody, just hold your phone up and give light to the stage. And he did this scene that just brought chills. And I said, he is perfect for this part. And that's how, you know.
He's very, very special. So I think big things coming for him as well. And Eric Balfour is in the movie. He's the cast of great actors.
Yes, wonderful actors. Najee Jeters and Carrie Metters, Jessica Emily, just wonderful. And of course, Cameron Douglas plays the lead detective in it. And he also brings a very nuanced performance to what he does. But, you know, with Elizabeth, obviously, I mean, she was an incredibly talented actress. But then, you know, when she came and, you know, and there's one very powerful scene between mother and son that happens to be, you know, my favorite, if not one of my very favorite scenes in the movie. And wait till you see it. Elizabeth is just brilliant.
Both mothers in real life, they had to channel very different scenarios for this film.
I have a very different relationship with my kid. I mean, we're very, very close, but, you know, if you could imagine, you know, acting on one hand, you know, you plug in your life experience. On the other hand, you imagine what it would be as if to live something and you relate it to what you know. And, you know, so it's this amalgamation of these different parts of your imagination and your life. And mine with my child is very good relationship, but, you know, not knowing, not feeling like you're enough, you know, not feeling like you have enough time, you know, struggling to really deeply connect with your kid and hope that they have a good life. And when their life falls apart, you know, as my parents always say, you're only as happy as your most unhappy child. So, you know, digging into that sort of, you know, feeling inadequate as we do sometimes to be able to take care of everybody. And he's struggling and he gets in a lot of trouble and I can't help him and he has to get himself out of it. And then, like Michelle said, you know, it really is more of a suspense thriller about him getting caught up with the police and, you know, all of this crime. And so it's exciting. It's a ride. Hold on.
I put them to work. I have one who's staring at me. So he, you know, when it was time to find the music the teenagers would listen to, I said, tell me what music that is. Go find it. So he's responsible for that music. And as long as they're in front of my eyes and I can see what they're doing, it works. So I just say, go to work.
And there's plenty more to look forward to from these Renaissance women, including one of Anne Heche's final screen performances.
Well, I have a movie that I directed coming out September 17th on Lifetime called Girl in Room 13, starring Larissa Diaz, Anne Heche. I'm sure you are aware of the terrible tragedy for Anne and her family. So that is coming out September 17th, and we are all very proud of that film, as was Anne.
Yes, this is a movie that I just finished shooting. I'm in the editing stages right now about how the Miranda rights came about. As a matter of fact, in The Runner, we have a scene where Cameron Douglas reads the Miranda rights. You have the right to remain silent. And for all the times I've seen it in every single movie and Law and Order show that we've seen it, and I've never asked, what is that story? So it's the true story of the person that this happened to, the true story. And it's actually a fascinating story. And I just, you know, had the absolute privilege to work with, you know, Donald Sutherland, Andy Garcia, and Kyle MacLachlan, and Abigail Breslin, who plays, you know, Miranda's victim, Ryan Phillippe, Luke Wilson. I mean, the list goes on and on. It's just, you know, extraordinary cast. When I first, you know, we decided we're going to do it in the East Coast in New Jersey, I was like, well, who's coming here? And everybody came. And it was just, we had these locations, we shot it on film, the same director of photography for The Runner and that Elizabeth worked on, Pierluigi Malavasi was on it. So, you know, it was just one of those, you know, experiences, like The Runner. And now I'm basically, you know, pulling my hair out in the editing room. So.
And Danner's worked with so many acting greats.
You're right, I have worked with lots and lots of actors, you know, all of them. I love actors. The truth of the matter is I love actors. And so I'll tell you a story because he talked about it. There was an actor that was in my class, I don't know which, I probably shouldn't say how many years ago, but let's just say decades and decades ago. And he had just started his career. And his name is Enrique Murciano. I just cast him in this movie, Miranda's Victim. And I did my first movie, Jarguana Dig in Queens. He was in it and he was fantastic. And then he went on to have this great career. And every single time that I do a movie, I call his agent to see if he's available. I call him and he's never available, like ever. And so this time, same thing, I called his agent and he's not available. So then I called him and I said, you know, I'm shooting this movie. And he goes, I'm gonna get myself out of this show that I'm in. I'm gonna make them kill me off so I can come do this. Anyways, I think they did kill him off. And he came to do this movie, Enrique Murciano. And, you know, I just remember, you know, when he first worked in my class, how extraordinarily unique he was. And, you know, it's that uniqueness, I think, that keeps driving you to tell these stories.
I don't know. I think we both feel like we're just getting started.
Yeah.
I think that's the amazing thing when you choose the right career or, you know, you just feel like you're just getting started. It's like everything feels new and you want to do everything. And I love this Russell Crowe quote. He said, life is messy and I want to get it all over me. I just recently saw Sam Waterston and, you know, here he is. He's also still working all the time. You know, I know so many people who are just, they work until their last breath because they love what they do. And so, I don't know, you know, acting, directing, all of it, you know, just keep on going.
On that note, Paul Sorvino, you know, was in two of my movies and he was working on something, you know, as he passed. And, you know, you see all these actors that love acting so much and they're going to do it until they can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, when you're an artist, you just keep working, you know, you keep reading, you keep creating, you keep, you know, you have a stack of scripts that you want to work on. I was just staying in this beautiful house in New Jersey and I was telling, you know, Elizabeth that I'm looking at this house and I'm like, my God, this house is so great. I got to shoot a movie here. And so now we're writing a script to shoot a movie in that house.
How these successful women balance work and personal life?
I do a lot of lists.
A lot of lists.
I'm a big list maker. I not only make lists, but I hand lists to different people around me. Here, this is your list for today. That's how I get it done. But mostly I keep my kids close to me. I mean, I let them go too. That's not true. But I like to know where they are at all times.
Yeah, you know, I think it's, you know, the thought, be here now. You know, when you're home with your family, be there with them. Be really, really present. You are not guaranteed tomorrow. And then when you're doing the work, be really, really present in the work, you know, so that you have balance and that you, you know, you're not spread thin constantly all the time because you're doing 10 things at once. that where you are is where you are, and you're focused in that moment on that one thing. If it's having dinner with your family, sitting at a table, be present, put your phone away. You know what I mean? If you're on set, give it all your attention. And so I think that balance, that is what allows me to balance that, you know, I prioritize everything in its moment, and then I sort of direct my attention somewhere else.
And of course, it's not Life Minute without some life advice.
Well, I was going to say, be in the moment, but Elizabeth said it, you know, just live fully and slowly.
Yeah, that's one I'm still working on, is the relaxing slowly thing. But I would say it's what Michelle said, which is to dance with fear, to not identify it as something negative, to embrace it as a part of living that fully. Like she just said, living fully means you are going to be afraid at times. And that means you're doing it right and you're doing it well. And to find your flow with it and to just relax into it, because it means that you're actually really living. If everything feels calm and safe, you're probably playing it too safe.
Exactly. Uncomfortableness is the key.
Right. Be comfortable with discomfort. Yeah.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv.